This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Iron. Tough duty today. Our studio, thanks to our good friends at the Titan Outlet Store, is a beautiful 2008 Case IH 485. Got this Tiger 50-year logo on that baby. It's a beauty. And for any of our listeners, an extra $7,500 off. You can drive this thing home for about $115,000 and change. Came from South Dakota. They know the owner. Buy it before somebody else does. TitanOutletStore.com or come see us at the final day of Big Iron. We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. A busy day on many fronts, including the presidential election, which we seem to not even have time to talk about these days because of a crisis that continues in North Dakota that I equate to the floods that we've endured over the last number of years. But this one is man-made. And we welcome to the program today Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Thanks for joining us, Senator.
You bet, Scott.
You are the only Democrat that is in a top elected office in North Dakota, which puts you in a bit of a unique position, obviously, having the ability to say, hey, Hillary, hey, Barack, some leverage that no one else has. And I've been critical of the fact that you don't seem to be using that for North Dakota's benefit during what really is an epic struggle here over the rule of law. Am I wrong about that, Heidi?
Well, I think you are, because what you said was rule of law. And the tribe went to court, availed themselves of that opportunity. They were not successful in court, at least at this point. Everybody kind of forgets that the court action continues. But the one thing that's gotten forgotten in all of this, and I read a lot of the press, is that there was never an easement granted. We've heard from a number of folks to begin with that, well, they've revoked the easement. They've never granted the easement. And so the pipeline company, kind of likes to say, well, you know, we had a right to come on that's been revoked now by the Corps of Engineers. And as a matter, rule of law, that's not factually correct. And so what we've been trying to do, and, you know...
I have to interrupt you there only to say this. I mean, rule of law can mean a lot of things, and I understand what's happening here has never been done. That once they issue the order to issue the easement, you get it. And right now the delay is happening because the administration's playing politics. But set that one aside. What about the fact that they go to court and are told, hey, we reviewed all the policy, you did what is right, you're done, and then the Obama administration steps in and says, not so fast. Doesn't that make you sick?
Well, again, going back to the rule of law, if in fact the pipeline company had an easement that then was revoked after that ruling, I'd be much more disturbed about this than the fact that they did not have the easement. The easement was not locked down. And I think all along there was a sense from so many of the people that this was just done, that there was a legal right to enter onto that property. There was never a legal right to enter onto that property. Now, whether the Corps is changing policy and practice here is something we need to get to the bottom of and what that looks like kind of long term. But I like to look forward. And one thing that we've been trying to figure out is, what does this look like at the end? I mean, how are we going to now progress forward? And the pressure that points that we're putting on is, number one, is the Corps going to tell us what that process is that they're going to use to make additional consultations, additional evaluations before they make a decision on the easement? And so that's the process that we're in right now, trying to figure out where the Corps is at.
Well, I'm glad because we certainly got to get to the bottom.
Right. If you read the actual opinion, as I have a couple times, I mean, it's very informative in terms of past litigation that was held regarding the environmental impact statements, whether in fact that was they're responsible for environmental impact statements. But it also gives a pretty good history of the Historic Preservation Act and the kind of consultation that the tribe and the Corps are obligated to do. If the Corps wants to go back and reevaluate and do additional consultation, that's within the Corps' purview. And you know, I think it's important. Was that a wise policy decision? That's something that is yesterday's news. I think the important part is to move forward and figure out when are they going to make these decisions. But the single most important issue is to keep people safe in the meantime. And I don't mean just protesters. I mean keeping those workers out there safe.
No kidding. It's awful. I want to come back to the protest because there's really two tracks here. There's the pipeline process and then the whole protest for sure. Let's just finish on the pipeline. Do you want that pipeline going through to completion? Do you support that 100%?
I think when you look at energy infrastructure and you look at the need to move infrastructure, I supported the Keystone Pipeline. I think that pipelines need to be built. I think they need to be built in a way that appreciates how important the Missouri River is, not just to this tribe, but to everyone in our state and everyone downstream. And so,
but do you doubt they have?
It needs to be done right, Scott.
Oh, no, but a judge just said they did it right. The PSC said they did it right.
The judge said they did consultation right. He said that there was nobody consultation on historic preservation correctly.
He did not make an opinion.
In fact, said he was surprised that the environmental issues were not raised in this context. And so let's not overstate what the judge said. The judge made no comment about the potential environmental impacts.
Well, but he said they followed the process, and the Corps isn't exactly...
They followed the process for historic preservation.
Right, and the Corps doesn't go easy on that, right? I mean, the Northern Border Pipeline was there 30 years ago. The EIS was done then. I mean, I want to know.
I will tell you, Scott, I was down in Arizona doing some work on border security down there. Some of the most conservative people in America, I can tell you. I've sat and had supper and dinner with those folks, and almost to a person, they were more sympathetic to the tribe than they were to the pipeline company. And so, you know, when you kind of look
at... Well, so am I. I mean, first of all, I separate the tribe and what they're trying to do here and do it right. They've got some issues. They didn't even show up at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Did not even show up at the Public Service Commission hearings. I mean,
I think that this process of consultation is hugely important. I think that for the Corps now to move forward and do their job, they need to tell us what that looks like and what the end point is. Because this can't drag on. I mean, if this is Keystone and it drags on for 10 years, that is not a formula for success, in my opinion. This decision needs to be made, and it needs to be made sooner rather than later. And then we'll deal with the consequences of this decision that the Corps is going to make. In the meantime, I will tell you, threatening workers, threatening our governor, doing the things like we saw in the anonymous video is not okay with me. We've called the Department of Justice to make them aware of what's happening.
How about telling them to get agents in here? I mean, this problem that you just described, that laundry list, is because the federal government has screwed this thing up. I mean, get the federal government to stand with our National Guard, our Highway Patrol, our sheriffs from every corner of North Dakota, police officers as well. I mean, law enforcement from the federal government belongs here standing shoulder to shoulder, do they not?
One of the things that I keep reminding people, this protest is not happening in Indian country. It's not happening where the federal government has primary jurisdiction. That's not to say that the federal government doesn't have an important role here in helping keep the peace and in helping provide support, whether it is dollar support, whether it's manpower support. We're going to be having a conversation with the Department of Justice about what they meant when they said we're there to help, and that is going to be a critical component of our discussions going forward. But it is important that we recognize, a lot of people think that the Corps land, that the state and local authorities couldn't enter on Corps land. That's not true. I mean, Kimball Bottoms, all of that Corps land, everybody who lives in Morton County, as I do, knows that that's great hunting territory. Everybody has a right to enter onto that property. If you're an American citizen, you can go on that property. Do you have a right to camp there? Not yet, they don't. But
I hear you. We only have a minute left, and I want to move to one other last topic. But I hope you'll come back and talk more about this. There's a Washington Post poll out there that shows, in a head-to-head matchup, 60% of North Dakotans would vote for Trump. As you know, last weekend Senator Clinton said that half of Trump's supporters fall into what she calls the basket of deplorables. Now she went on to say these people are irredeemable. She's saying 30% of Trump supporters, your constituents, are deplorable. Do you denounce this?
I think it was a wrong thing to say. I think that it ignores the very true concerns that we have about needing change in this country. I think it was ill-advised. I think the secretary said it was ill-advised. I think she walked it back, and I think that it was unfortunate that she said it. I'm glad that she's denounced that statement, and I do not agree with her.
Was anything I said to you today unfair?
No. I want to make the point that what we are trying to do is figure out what the process is going forward, how we're going to keep people people of Martin County.
I just want a place for you to say it more often, and you got the largest audience in the Upper Midwest, so will you come back again soon?
Well, we will when we have something to say. The problem is, Scott, is that there's a lot of things kind of pushing.
We got to go to a break. We'll do that next time.
Later.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Let there be lights in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A four-season sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Season Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I said earlier, don't don't, what did I say? I said, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. That's what I said. And that's what I'm thinking right now about Big Iron, because I have to leave this studio, which has been just like incredible. It's been three fun days. Weather's been pretty decent today. A little cloudy, not quite any rain yet, but, I imagine, even the rain might bring in a few folks for the final day of Big Iron 2016. As we broadcast live from the Titan Outlet Store booth at Big Iron, and I have to give up the cab of this beautiful 2008 Case IH 485, and Don Eberle from the team at Titan Outlet Store is on the line with us. Been a busy guy these 3 days talking to international customers and lots of different folks, and got a great team here, Matt and Michelle and Elio at the booth, and Don, it's been a lot of fun being here. Thank you.
Scott, it sure has been a I have to laugh at your studio. Is your studio normally like that?
Well, probably worse.
Any studio I'm in is chaos, but I don't have a steering wheel to maneuver around with my laptop and a few other things. But I like the view. This is the best view of any studio I've ever been in. That's for sure.
I was just going to say the view has to be awfully nice, and you got a lot of power behind the studio. I mean, you got to be living life large.
Exactly. Well, talk about the power in this studio because. That's what, I think this is one heck of a bargain. This is a great deal. I understand you took it in from a South Dakota farmer, and it's a nice rig, isn't it?
We did bring in the 485 from a South Dakota farmer. It came from our Aberdeen store. It is a 485 with triples. Today is the last day for the big old special. We know it's buyer's market out there, and the price that we have on that, you can save $7,500 from our already discounted wholesale price if you come in to our booth at Big Iron or give us a call and buy it before the day's out.
So the clock is a ticking, whether you come here or whether you get on the phone, TitanOutletStore.com. What's the best number for folks to reach you, Don?
They can reach the 218-233-3700.
And a lot of questions about the tires. I've become an expert on your tires, and I've said, you know what? There's one, two, maybe three growing seasons left on those babies, and they're 520 85 R46s on the bar axles with a differential lock. But folks ask about the tires and the hours, I guess, right?
Well, the hours are right around the 2,000 hour mark as far as the tires go. You got the triples there. You got the inside tires that are 90%. The second tires maybe in that 70%. The outside tires about 50%. So they're still got a lot more seasons on them. With triples, got a lot of rubber there to get you over the ground and good pulling power.
The wholesale division of Titan Machinery's 90-plus dealership network is what Titan Outlet Store is all about, which means you get guaranteed iron at outlet prices and 100% money-back guarantee. So it's the price you see, the wholesale price for you, it's a good deal. You can still take advantage of financing through Titan or CNH, so give Don and the crew here the good folks. TitanOutletStore.com or stop at Zia's, better yet, right here. You can kick the tires we're talking about at Big Iron. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
You bet, man. Have a great day.
You too. We had a lot of fun out here this week, that's for sure. Tomorrow, live from Iowa City, Iowa. So it's been a busy week of travel. Next week, we'll be up in Minot. Minot, North Dakota, Monday night is where we'll be. Fox News Channel's very own Pete Hegseth is coming to Minot. And he's a veteran of the War of Iraq and Afghanistan. He's written a great new book about our North Dakota legend, In the Arena, Teddy Roosevelt speech, Good Citizen, Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Join us for a very special evening at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. That's next to the Dakota Square Mall in Minot, free and open to the public. By the way, special guest Doug Burgum, North Dakota Republican candidate for governor. You can come meet Pete, come meet Doug, hear a little Q&A with some great leaders, and get your autographed copy of In the Arena. Doors open at 5 on Monday at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. The big event is 5:30 until 7. Then, of course, Tuesday and Wednesday is the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual conference, their annual meeting. I have VIP seating. Let's do 10. I'll do 10 VIP seats for that event. If you call this number, 855-200-1776, extension 1, all you need to do is leave your name and your email address. We'll email you confirmation that you can bring with you to the event. 855-200-1776. First 10 folks will be VIPs for that event. Pete Hegseth from Fox News Channel and Doug Burgum at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center on Monday night. Our friend Ryan Schmaltz is here from Get, you say it before I do. Call 811 when? Why would I want to call 811?
Oh, so you know where those underground utilities are buried, of course.
Before I dig.
Yes, sir.
North Dakota One Call. How are you, Ryan?
Good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you guys. Different office. I'll have to agree with them.
What do you think?
Office this week.
Not bad.
Pretty good. Let's get a TV screen in here and we could live in this thing.
Well, now with the auto steer and all the different, you know, GPS things going on, maybe you probably could, right?
I'm sure you could wire it in here somehow, Scott.
Watch the big game, for crying out loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you guys had a booth here.
Yep.
Yep. And what are you hearing at Big Iron? What are folks talking about?
It's been pretty good. We've had a lot of people stop by this year. We've got Gopher State One Call, which is over in Minnesota, helping us out this year. We're both here to push that same message, 811, call before you dig. So it's been good. We've talked to, I've talked to a lot of people from Minnesota as well as North Dakota, South Dakota, Canada. Even had a couple Russians stop by the booth the other day. So talking to a lot of people from everywhere, really.
And, you know, North Dakotans, we're going to talk to right now to know about 811 and how important that is. You ever need a little demonstration? I stopped by at the booth to see where, you know, you got to try and find the pipeline. There's a, you know, we're talking about a pipeline situation in North Dakota in a big way that's making international news right now, but there's pipelines everywhere.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Yeah, I've got a little demo. I call it my science fair project. I whipped up, took a gun case, ripped the foam out, and made a little locating demo so people can stop by and check that out and kind of see what those locators do when they do come out there. But, yeah, you know, it's just to make the public aware of when you call us, we'll notify those utilities and get them sent out so then those locators can find those underground lines, mark them for you. So whether you're doing, you know, whether it's a home project, like a fence or something like that is great. But, you know, here we want to reach out to those farmers, whether you're doing drain tiling, deep tilling, or even some sort of ditching. You might only be going down a foot, 2 feet for your ditching, but you're taking 2 feet off of that pipeline or 2 feet off of that fiber optic line. So it's really important to know where that stuff is and to let those utilities in those areas know what you're doing.
Save you a lot of money.
A whole lot of money.
A lot of headache.
Pipelines are huge. Don't get me wrong. I mean, those are bad deals if you snag one of those. But fiber optic's getting pretty bad, too. I mean, I've talked to guys that have had fiber optic bills up to $10,000, $20,000 for snagging one of those. So, I mean, it's not the old copper lines that you can just fix right out in the field. You know, they got to bring in a lot of equipment to fix that and guys and everything else. So it can be an expensive deal.
So just call.
Call. Give us a call. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free for farmers that are working on their own land and homeowners that are working on their own property. Doesn't cost you a thing, except time. I will tell you, it will cost you 2 days. So you call us on a Tuesday, Wednesday, everything will be marked before you start your project on Saturday.
Ryan Schmalz, Director of Education and Public Relations for North Dakota One Call, also part of the Call 811 Before You Dig program. Do a great job getting the word out. Thank you, Ryan.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Glad you had a great time at Big Iron. Take a short break. Roger Ryerson's going to join us when we come back to talk about a big event. We're at Big Iron. So let's talk about Big Egg, and let's talk about what's happening. There is 500 industry leaders from 65 countries coming to North Dakota, first time ever for the Agriculture Bioscience International Conference in the United States. Find out about it next. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the first time I've heard anything about an easement being revoked or they're not having an easement. I'm just wondering if maybe I missed that or why I haven't heard about that before. I always thought it was had to do with the water and them not going through the proper channels and things like that. So it kind of surprises me that now it's about some kind of a easement was rejected or revoked. So maybe you could clear that up for me. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, bye. I don't know if I can clear it up for you, but I will tell you that there's a I don't know, a week, 10 days into this, it was revealed that the order had been issued to give Dakota Access the easement. So that's like me saying, yep, you're good for a driver's license. Now let me go over here and print it out. Okay? Well, it didn't get printed out. It didn't get actually sent to them. The protocol is once they issue the order, you've got it. But they were moving dirt before they actually had it in preparation of doing what they needed to do. And in my mind, that was just your typical bureaucratic deal, and I'm guessing somebody called and said, you know that piece of paper that's supposed to be signed? Just put that on the bottom of the pile there, would you? You know, it's games by the administration. It's a technicality, but Heidi Heitkamp needs something to be able to defend this administration on this lawlessness, so I understand why she's going to accentuate that, and it is true, but that has nothing to do. You know, it's an excuse is all it is. But anyway, I appreciate the time we did have with Senator Heitkamp, and welcome any other feedback you have on it by calling us 800-228-0550. Still have a few freebie VIP seats left for Minot Pete Hegseth Monday, 5:30, sleep in a conference center, and just call us at 855-200-1776 and press Extension 1, you'll have one. Hope you can join us. My next guest is the chairman and CEO of Ad Farm and the Flint Group and the organizer for the Agriculture Bioscience International Conference. ABIC is what a lot of folks refer to it as. It is making its first appearance in the United States next week. 20th annual Agriculture Bioscience International Conference coming to Fargo. 500 global agriculture scientists, technologicalists, and industry leaders from more than 65 countries in the U.S. So, going to be interesting. Roger, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good to see you. And as previous people have said, what a great place to do a show.
It's wow. Okay, huh?
Right out of a tracker seat. Last time I was in one of these, I was watching a test of auto drive from a farmer in Kansas. So this is kind of fun.
It is. I don't know that I've been in one of the newer, you know, ones like this that are just so incredible. And I don't know of anybody in the media world that has a better grasp of the power of ag in North Dakota than you do, and the good work you've done with the Flint Group and also Ad Farm with that as well. Give me your state of the state of agriculture right now.
Well, you know, we've been in agriculture since probably 1951. Our company has, and you have to get used to the cycles that happen in agriculture. They happen. They're going to happen again. And I think we're in one of those cycles right now of commodity prices not helping the ag economy much in certain areas. Equipment certainly is one that's feeling it pretty heavy. But I think, you know, there's a lot more that comes into play with that. Our trade policies come into play with that. I think we have to watch the strength of the U.S. dollar. Certainly doesn't help us a lot on the export side of things. We do a lot of work up in Canada. Canada is actually doing fairly well. The equipment business is better than it is here. The Canadian dollar is at a point where the trade for them is giving them a great benefit in moving stuff. If you look at the canola industry in the U.S., which was growing quite steadily over the last few years, now is just flat. You can go up to Canada and buy canola with that trade deficit, you know, with the exchange deficit of 22-25 cents against the U.S. dollar. So their exports in canola are doing really well. Things like that that you got to look at and pay attention to. Our indication is, and our folks tell us, that the Canadian dollar, as the U.S. dollar is, has a direct correlation to the price of barrel oil. So if you can get the price of barrel oil up, we think to ourselves, oh, isn't this great, you know, low gas prices. But, you know, we know what the price of oil is doing to the North Dakota economy as far as what we were seeing a couple of years ago, but we don't realize what an impact it has on other industries, not necessarily just from the price of fuel, but from trade deficits, exchange rates, value of our dollar. There's so much that's there, and hopefully we'll see some common sense coming out of OPEC and Russia, and they'll figure a way to make the global market for oil be stable and get our economies running.
I have a sense of optimism, not personally, but just that I pick up, that I detect from a lot of people, which surprises me because we're coming off another year where decent crop, bad prices.
Yeah,
know, right?
Yeah.
Why the optimism?
Well, I think that, everything's going to stabilize. I think our barrel price will come back. I think our cooler heads on the export business will, on our trade policies will get a little better than maybe what we have right now. You know, I don't think we're going to see a remarkable comeback. You know, agriculture never will do a jump in 3 months and all of a sudden everything looks good again. But I am optimistic. I think we'll see some favorable things happening next spring. I think by next fall, my thoughts are, and a couple other people I've been talking to in the ag industry, we'll see next fall, we'll see some uptick in prices, and we'll see some good optimism going into next fall and for certainly going into 2018. Things will, I think, look a lot better in people's minds.
I've always seen North Dakota as sort of a three-legged stool in the sense that agriculture will always be, you know, the fiber of our, you know, what makes us go, right? And energy is obviously a very strong second leg as well, and everybody else is sort of in that third leg. It seems to me that with the U.S. thing going on, with the agriculture transformation that's happening as well, that maybe we're going to go to a four-legged stool, and one of those four legs is going to be technology. Do you see that happening?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, technology is a funny term when
it
you see it
right?
alone, because technology is in agriculture, yeah. Technology is in energy, technology is in, you know, our business. It's in everything you do. So it's so omnipresent and has so much impact on every single industry. To call it an industry by itself, you know, is true. But without technology, we're not going to see the upticks in agriculture, the upticks in the energy field. So it has its footprint all over everything we do today. And it's really a transformation industry more than I would call it a specific industry itself, unless you want to talk about technology from a computer standpoint and things like that. But technology is...
I think of the UAS thing. I just see when you
yeah.
I mean, when you look at the... Okay, I mean, on the ag side, some of the major players have been a North Dakota connection for a long time, right? But now in this technology play with the UAS, you have Northrop Grumman, you have General Atomics, you have major defense contractors looking at locating businesses and employing people here. I mean, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing some work in Grand Forks for that. And, boy, I think the potential for that whole industry, the UAS, and what they're doing up there on the air base, and it's going to have a huge impact on the North Dakota economy. I agree with that. It's going to bring a different focus, a different perception of North Dakota as a whole as being a much more progressive state than people have realized. Although we know we've always been that way, proud of it. But now we really have some great things that are changing the face: entrepreneurship, new startups, the UAS industry, the technology things that are coming in. North Dakota is just poised to, we're in a better shape, I think, than so many other states that are out there.
We can survive the federal government's onslaught. Yeah, I'm with you. So tell me about this conference.
Yeah, the conference, it's 20th anniversary of the conference. It was started up in Saskatoon by AgWest Bio, which is a very strong technology company, if you will, pushing the biosciences of agriculture. I've been on their board for 3 years. 3 years ago, I asked why I'd never been in the United States, and the board said, well, nobody's ever bid on it. And so when the bids were going out for 2016, they went to a number of places across the U.S. I helped do a reach out on those. I think we had bids from Madison and Raleigh, North Carolina, and a couple others. And in the middle of it all, I said, why not Fargo? You know, we're centrally located in North America. We have a great ag history and area here. So we put in a bid with the help of NDSU and the North Dakota Department of Agriculture and Department of Commerce helped, and we put in a bid for it, and lo and behold, they thought Fargo would be a great spot for it, especially after they saw the things that are happening at NDSU and all the support from people that NDSU has connections with.
And who's there? What happens at this conference?
The conference it's evolved over a period of time, as you might guess. It is primarily speakers are researchers and innovators, people that are coming talking about new research, like Dr. Fraley, the head of research for Monsanto, is one of our keynote speakers. He's the type of speaker that's coming in. He's going to talk about what Monsanto is doing to make agriculture meet the challenges of a growing global population, not only from the quantity of food that we have to produce, but also from a quality. What are we doing to help nutrition? What are we doing to help the food industry bring better nutrition across the globe? So a lot of conversation around that. There'll be conversation. We have UAS presentation that's there. We have a lot of technology things that are happening in innovation. And then, of course, we'll be bringing in some real high-level experts in the ag industry. Carl Casale, CEO of CHS, giving a keynote speak at the banquet. He'll be coming. Greg Page, former CEO of Cargill.
North Dakotan.
Yeah, North Dakotan. He's giving a keynote address. Dr. Fulton out of Florida, who is probably the most outspoken person on GMOs. He is going to talk why that is so important to the ag economy and to the world globe. So we have a number of, we just did, I mean, I 30 speakers, every one of them with a great story. And Dr. Patrick Moore is coming in. He used to be involved with Greenpeace. Well, he's changed his mind completely now. He's into the bioscience world. He's talking about the things how regulations, government regulations, have held up all the innovations that are happening in agriculture, and that regulations have to be changed. So we have a panel discussion coming in on the regulatory side and how globally government is not paying attention to what needs to be done.
Can folks still go?
You bet they can go. It's at the Fargo Holiday or registration Holiday Inn on Sunday. It's actually at the Dome, at the Fargo Dome. If they'd like to go, they can show up at the front desk. We have a day rate if you want to go for a day. They can go online to abic2016.com, see the full agenda on there, and show up at the Dome. Also, if you go online there, it'll give you a place to register if you'd like. We do have some rates for local residents to get them in. If they'd like to go just to hear Carl Casale on Monday night to the banquet, they're more than welcome to do that, to come out to the Dome and go to the registration desk. We'd love to have more people sitting in the seats.
ABIC2016.com. Thanks, Roger.
Hey, Scott, good to see you, and keep up the good work for agriculture.
Thank you, sir. Roger Ryerson from Ad Farm and Flint Group on What's on Your Mind. The folks from Pfeiffer's next. Don't go away.
And tell us, what's on your mind?
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen Sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 1,000 cubic feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme self-propelled and self-loading mixer wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen Sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Springs Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at fargohotspring.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Segment, historic broadcast adventure the last 3 days from a cab, about to wrap up. Tom's on the road, been waiting to get in here for a minute. Tom, let's find out what's on your mind, sir.
Pipeline's on my mind, Scott, and I want to say I appreciate this forum very much, to be able to talk about these issues openly. And, by the way, I fly my flag every day.
Good for you. Good for you.
The court has ruled. It's now up to enforcement. And, Scott, there is a protocol in law enforcement for dealing with crowds that refuse to comply with the rule of law. And it begins with just being there, officer presence, and showing them you mean business, and moving on to trying to negotiate them. But it eventually gets to you have to do something. You have to move people, if by force, using very soft hand methods. Just put your hand on them. It's just the way you got to be. This is the law. You have to do this. And moving on from there to other levels of force. But for an officer to do that, he first has to have his boss tell him that it's okay. We're done with this.
No, take your point, Tom. That's it. And I don't know if you're hearing my voice. I haven't done a good job necessarily keeping my cool the last couple of interviews I've done with Senator Heitkamp, with Senator Hoeven, with Congressman Kramer. I'm done. I think this has gone on too long. I think even early on we could have done more forcefully at the state level, but it's a federal problem. I understand that. So it's time. You're absolutely right. It is time. I appreciate the call very much. We didn't get to everything today in the way of reaction to our interview with Senator Heitkamp, but know this, we're going to be talking about this for a while. And if you have more you want to weigh in on, that's certainly welcome as well. You can do that, anytime, 24/7 at 855-200-1776. Texter says, Mrs. Heitkamp needs to go. She has the liberal mentality. That's the biggest threat to our country. She does not have the liberal support that liberals in other states have. Therefore, she skirts the topics. Once her agenda of getting more support and more liberals elected in North Dakota, she will become more aggressive in pushing the most extreme liberal agendas. Liberal politicians cannot be allowed, rather, to gain power in North Dakota. There it is. Vote her out. Couldn't read all that text. Another text that says, Corps of Engineers gave the pipeline a verbal commitment to the easement. I believe that's right, and the order was listed. And another emailer says, the easement only applied to Corps-managed land. Well, that's true, too, saying, I do not believe the company had entered Corps-managed land to start working on the project. So in reality, she's trying to move some goalposts here in a way she presented her point. No easement was needed to do the work they did. That's true. Not the work they did. Absolutely right. And should have had the actual permit by now. So please tell me more of what you think about this. 855-200-1776, extension 1, your reaction to Senator Heitkamp's interview and more tomorrow live from Iowa City. And also more on our event Monday night with Pete Hegseth, the author of In the Arena from Fox News Channel, Monday or tomorrow on the program as well. But that's Monday night, 5 o'clock, doors open, 5:30 at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in beautiful Minot, North Dakota. Okay, so Dwight Hoffman is here from Pipers. And Pipers does land management.
Absolutely.
And they do land management better than anybody.
Well, we try.
I've heard from customers who are mighty impressed. Why do tell me a good customer testimonial.
Well, a few years ago we had a gentleman from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, got some land in central North Dakota, felt he was doing a fairly good job. And he was. But there were lots of things that were missed. And now we've managed their portfolio of all their land in all their states, and which manage, Pipers manage land in 7 states now. And he said he would never go back to try doing it himself. We just keep up with not only the trends, but the markets, the new farming practices, all the rules and regulations that are coming down the pike, even in Minnesota, with the new buffer laws and those kind of things, drainage issues. It has become a big business.
Does it pay for itself?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It pencils out because of the expertise you're bringing.
Absolutely. Yep, and our fees are just minuscule compared to what they're getting in return.
How do you start the conversation with folks?
A lot of these guys, their families are removed from the farm. They're kind of, you know, they don't know what's really going on. They got a good rapport with a lot of the times with the renters, but you know, there's other things that need to be addressed. And you know, we go out and we survey the land. We actually walk the fields a couple times a year. We use a drone to survey some of the lands, and you know, that's really become an integral part of our business. And we have a huge asset in our staff that are out there pounding the ground, and they literally are in the field all summer long. We hardly see each other.
If folks want to start that conversation, want to sit down with you, what do they do?
Absolutely. They can just give us a call at Pfeiffer's at 218-477-1968. Or they feel free, they can give me a call, Dwight Hofflin, at 701-630-4359 as my cell number.
One more time on that number, Dwight.
701-630-4359, again, with Pfeiffer's Land Management.
Come on out and see him at Big Iron one last day today, or this wonderful mobile studio of ours, the Case IH 485 at the Titan Outlet Store booth. God bless you, folks. We'll see you live tomorrow from Iowa City for Bison Football.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.